Kon, Stanislav. Stanislav Kon was a former Treblinka inmate who told a Soviet investigator on the 18th of August 1944 that some 3 million people were killed in Treblinka. In a Polish testimony of the 7th of October 1945, taken by Polish judge Łukaszkiewicz, he testified that he had learned only from hearsay how inmates were allegedly killed at this camp. The killing began in June 1942, although the camp opened only end of July that year. Initially, arriving inmates were allegedly killed with machine guns because the execution chambers weren't ready yet. But this is an absurd claim: SS men gunning down crowds of newly arrived inmates, with bullets flying everywhere. Still, both the wrong starting date and the machine gunning claim were mentioned by another Treblinka survivor, Eugeniusz Turowski, who was interviewed by Polish judge Łukaszkiewicz on that same day. This is a clear case of convergence of evidence on a lie. Oskar Berger also claimed this early starting date, combined with machine gun killings. Once the execution chambers were ready, they killed, quote, by means of pumping out the air, or by introducing engine exhaust gases, unquote, meaning he didn't know and wasn't sure, just as Abe Kon had changed the method from one to the other within just 5 days, see Abe Kon, thus switching to exhaust gases, which has been accepted by the orthodoxy as the quote-unquote truth. For Kon, excavators dug up buried corpses and dumped them onto a pyre that was constantly burning, meaning that the excavator was evidently fireproof, and the corpses burned without fuel all by themselves. However, self-immolating bodies simply do not exist. Kon also claimed that the camp was inspected by SS generals, and that Himmler had visited the camp in early 1943, which is devoid of any historical reality. See Matonio Graf 2023, pages 67, 141, Matonio 2021e, pages 138 and following, 154, zapisy terroru.pl.